store. The S-T-O-R-E. Never mind.
At the JFK Center for Audiology, we understand how difficult it can be when someone you love has hearing loss. At JFK Medical Center, our experts can identify your hearing loss using advanced diagnostic testing, develop a plan of action to improve your hearing, and offer you the latest technology in advanced digital hearing aids. Take the first step to better hearing and a better quality of life. Call 732-321-7063 to schedule your comprehensive hearing evaluation. That's 732-321-7063. Or visit us at jfkaudiology.org.
The information provided in the following program is not a substitute for or intended to be medical advice. Medical advice can only be provided to you by your personal physician.
Hello again and welcome to the JFK Spotlight on Health. I am Bert Barron, delighted to have you listening to the program today. You know, as we move into the month of May, it is Better Hearing and Speech Month, and there's a very special event that is coming up at the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in Edison, and we're going to be sharing that information with you coming up in just a bit. But let me welcome in my special guest who is here. She is the Clinical Director of Speech at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in Edison. And we're going to be covering a bunch of topics over the course of this next half hour. So let's welcome Christy Soriano to Spotlight on Health. Christy, hi, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. And you know, I'm kind of approaching the age that these senior moments get me a little bit nervous. And I don't know, should I worry about having these senior moments by your estimation, Christy? And can you talk about the difference between, you know, what normal memory loss is and what dementia it really is? I'm kind of nervous. Can you talk about the differences?
Sure. I've had some of these moments myself, and in part it's because of my busy schedule, running to work in the morning, going to teach at Kane University in the afternoon, worrying about my husband and my kids and who's taking care of all of those things. But there are differences. Normal memory loss doesn't interfere with everyday life. You might experience a slower recall of information, which could be due to normally aging brain or just a hectic lifestyle. If you can still prepare meals, work, dress yourself, manage a checkbook, keep up with your hobbies, or read novels, these are all good indicators that the occasional forgotten name is just that. When we start to think about what differentiates normal memory loss from some early signs of dementia, some of those early signs are things like if you start to have challenges in planning or solving everyday problems. We have patients who have difficulty getting dressed in the morning, sequencing the steps to do things that used to come very naturally, things like keeping your checkbook, and not just like I don't subtract the numbers in my checkbook, but we're talking about people who are just writing random checks and just really can't even remember how to do that kind of a regular everyday activity. Sometimes you'll see a change in someone's personality. Someone who used to initiate and have conversations with people, sort of withdrawing and pulling back a little bit. Sometimes it's a sign of a hearing loss. Sometimes it's a sign of something else. But those are some of the things that really differentiate just those normal, what, you know, those of us in our 50s don't want to call senior moments, but just some of those normal memory loss.
Is there a clinical cause for dementia, Christy, that maybe people need to be wary of?
Well, sometimes there are some different causes of dementia. Sometimes people, it could be related to changes in medication. Sometimes what we know about dementia is that it's caused by damage to brain cells, which interfere with the ability of brain cells to communicate with each other. Some of the risk factors for dementia are things like age and genetics. Those are things that we can't change. Things that we can do to prevent dementia or to slow its arrival are things like keeping up like everything else, your cardiovascular health, exercise, no smoking, diet, you know, the usual.
Let's say, for example, someone listening, Christy, maybe has a friend, a family member, a loved one, unfortunately diagnosed with dementia. Is there a cure for this? Is this something that someone will have to deal with for the rest of their life? Talk about that if you could.
So at this point, there is no cure for dementia. What we know is there are some medications that people try, and sometimes people have good results with those medications. But right now, there is no cure, but it's not a death sentence. It is something that we are encouraging our patients. You need to just live a little differently. Things that you normally took for granted, you know, you could remember all the steps you needed to do in a day. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to go to the food store. At this point, for people who are showing the signs of dementia, little by little, they may need to change things up a little. We find that if people write things down, that's a huge help. You get up in the morning and you have a list of the things that you need to do. And those are the things that we try to help our patients with.
I understand there's also a brand new program that's designed to work with patients diagnosed with MCI or dementia. Can you talk about this brand new program recently launched, Christy, over at JFK Johnson?
Absolutely. We were finding that we were getting referrals from our neurologists in the community for patients who were diagnosed with something called mild cognitive impairment, which people do abbreviate as MCI. And these were people who were starting to show those early signs of dementia. Now, with mild cognitive impairment, sometimes when a person is diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment, they may just have mild cognitive impairment. For some patients, it definitely goes in the other direction of down the road to a full-blown dementia. So we were seeing enough of these patients that we developed a program. We call it JFK's Early Memory Loss Program. And we start off with an evaluation, which is a speech language cognitive evaluation, where we are looking at people's ability to remember things, sequence things. And from there, we get to meet and know the patient. Every single patient is so different. You know, there are people who are interested in gardening, things like reading a book, being in a book club, and those kinds of things they're starting to experience problems with. We look at our patients, we evaluate where their skills are, and we work with them to be able to continue to do the things that they love to do, just with some strategies. We also find that the family members need help because they can't help but get frustrated. They feel like sometimes the patients are repeating the same thing over and over again, asking the same questions. So we work with the families to come up with ways to cut down on their frustration as well, because most of our patients were people who were living independently and had a full life, and they're frustrated too.
We're with Christy Soriano, who is the clinical director of speech at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in Edison, here on today's edition of JFK Spotlight on Health. Now, coming up in the next segment, Christy, it's going to be a discussion that you had with someone. Let's call her Barbara for today's purposes. What are we going to hear coming up in the next segment of the show?
So in the next segment of the show, we're going to talk about a patient of ours, Barbara, who was a 63-year-old retired school teacher who started noticing she was having some trouble coming up with sentences and putting things together. But when she noticed that she was having trouble getting dressed in the morning and had actually put her clothes on backwards, which she found humorous as well, she knew that it was something more than normal memory loss.
Is there anything in particular that you want people to kind of really focus in on, listen to what Barbara has to say? What are some things we should be listening for?
I think what we should really pay attention to with Barbara's story is that she started recognizing these problems. She went to see her neurologist. The neurologist recommended a speech language cognitive evaluation, And it was at that point that she started even more recognizing the problems that she had and came up with strategies to deal with them and to keep doing what she loved to do.
All right, real good. Well, we're going to hear that discussion coming up next. Also, more information on a special event that is coming up on May 5th that you'll want to mark your calendars for. And we'll also talk about some other things that maybe you can do to kind of keep yourself sharp and keep your mind nice and sharp and focused. And we'll talk about that coming up as we make our way through another edition of JFK Spotlight on Health. Stick around. And we're back on JFK Spotlight on Health. It is Burt Barron. We're also joined this week by Christy Soriano, who's the Clinical Director of Speech at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in Edison. And this is a pre-recorded piece that she did an interview with someone. We'll call her Barbara. And listen to this very important interview here on JFK Spotlight on Health.
How have you felt that speech has helped you?
Speech? Mm-hmm. I've tried to slow down with my speech. Sometimes I used to be a really fast talker, and now I have to, you know, stop and gather my words and try to find my words. I learned that I can describe something if I can't remember it, instead of just going, or just stopping talking, and I'll describe somebody, or you know that house down the street that burned down, and we know the lady that was inside. You remember that lady, and eventually I kind of can round it out and figure it. Mm. So you know it's harder. But, you know, I'm doing as much as I can, and I have good people working with me, very much. And
what other tools would you say that have helped you stay active and engage in your daily life?
Reflection, when I come into speech, I'm always talking, which is helpful. Most of the time in the daytime, I'm usually by myself, and you don't really talk that much. Although I did talk to myself all the time, you stop talking. So I don't want to stop talking. So I just pick that up with me, mm-hmm. and I share it with my therapists. Mm-hmm. All the things that I do, and even talk to other people. So when you feel like it's silly, you know, people understand. People understand, you know, and you don't want to hide anything either. You want people to know that I have a little thing to go through. So bear with me, and people are nice about it.
Mm-hmm. But what are some things that help you, that still engage in all the hobbies that you love to do?
So, that stuff. Okay. I have, I use Kindle for my books. I can read, it just takes a long time and I get impatient and tired. But I also have a little robot on my Kindle, which isn't really pretty, but it's good. So I can read the Kindle.
And what does the robot do?
It speaks.
Uh-huh. So you're using
It's fine. It's okay. It's good. It's good in a pinch. I also am, I went to Amazon, and I have subscribed to their Audible books, mm-hmm. which are great. Very, very good. Very good. I mean, you can be walking around and doing doing cleaning if you want it. Although I need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. But so I use that. Other things I use are, I know when with my clothes, I remember to find the tag so that I know that's where I start to put my clothes on instead of twirling them around like I used to. So I do that. I write things down. I write things, a lot of things down. I have little, I have some post-its, not a lot, but sometimes I'll put post-its on something to really, if it's something that's really important. I have, let's see.
What about some things that you do to keep yourself active?
Okay.
Because we tell you here that you do everything that you could do.
Okay.
In your life.
Oh, I go
to... You're an active woman.
I do. And so I go to plays. New York. I go to New York with people. I don't go by myself. But I go with people. I have a group of people that keeps me going. And they look out for me. So, you know, that's really helpful. You have to have a good buddy with you all the time. And, you know, you can find a group, you can find, you know, even if it's only one person, you know, a good friend, you find somebody and, you know, do the things that you want to do. And you both can still do it. I mean, I go to the plays, we go to book clubs. I mean, that's
a big part.
That's
of
a big part of it. Yes, there's all kinds of people in that group.
Every Tuesday morning.
Every Tuesday morning, we go to breakfast. There's another group. Well, not another group, but there's other people who come in that don't go to the book club. And you know, I listen to everybody's conversation. I jump in when I can, because they're all chattering along. I'm better finding my spoons and forks and knives. It's like nobody has to point them out anymore. I know where they are. They're right there. We go shopping. You know, I'll go shopping. My husband will drop me off by myself to go shopping, clothes shopping or grocery shopping. And it takes a little more time, but I can do that. And I ask people if, you know, don't be afraid to ask people, because people will say, you know, I asked the one man, like, where is the spinach? He says, it's there, and it's there, and it's there. I go, okay, I got you. It's like, I see it. So, you know, there's, what else? I mean,
if you had to give a piece of advice to someone who is going through the similar things that you are, what would you say?
I would say be positive. Don't be sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself. You know, do something about it. Be positive. Have a smile on your face as much as you can. Get a pet. If that'll help. I don't know, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life while you have it.
And you enjoy every moment of it with the book club and with everything.
Yeah.
You're so active and you're always doing fun things.
Yeah. You know, we go to classes for exercise. The hospitals, in Somerset Hospital, you can take fit bones, and you can do yoga, you know.
Have you done the water aerobics?
Yeah, all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things in all kinds of... Oh, and even if my community, I can even go on the senior citizen bus and go to see a play, go to see the movies. They take you on trips, and you're there with other people. So,
there's a lot of resources.
There's a lot of resources. So, you know, don't just sit down and do nothing. You have to go, and sometimes you don't want to go. But once I start going, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to walk in the morning, because in the morning I start walking, and then, you know, then I stay walking.
Jump starts your day, right?
Yeah, it starts the day. You walk, even a little bit helps me.
Coming up next on JFK Spotlight on Health, we'll talk more about a special event that is coming up in May, and also some tips that we can share, some information we could share with you to help keep you sharp. And we'll talk about that coming up next on JFK Spotlight on Health.
Honey, I'm going to the store. The S-T-O-R-E. Never mind.
At the JFK Center for Audiology, we understand how difficult it can be when someone you love has hearing loss. At JFK Medical Center, our experts can identify your hearing loss using advanced diagnostic testing, develop a plan of action to improve your hearing, and offer you the latest technology in advanced digital hearing aids. Take the first step to better hearing and a better quality of life. Call 732-321-7063 to schedule your comprehensive hearing evaluation. That's 732-321-7063. Or visit us at jfkaudiology.org.
And we're back for one final segment on JFK Spotlight on Health. It is Bert Barron. Special guest who is with us here this week is Christy Soriano, the Clinical Director of Speech at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute in Edison. You can visit jfkmc.org for more information. And we just heard in the last segment a discussion that Christy had had with Barbara. Hopefully that was some good information in there for you. Let's talk about Thursday, May 5th. Christy, what do you want people to know about that particular date?
So what we're finding is that as we're all getting older, we are hearing about things like build your cognitive reserve. So for in honor of May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, we are hosting a community education event at JFK in Edison. And the date is Thursday, May 5th from 5:30 to 7:30. And the title of the seminar is Power Your Brain, Strategies to Improve Your Memory and Hearing. And what we focus on in that talk is some of the things that you can do to build your cognitive reserve. And when we talk about cognitive reserve, there are lots of studies that talk about how, you know, when you have a lot of hobbies and when you're someone who enjoys reading and doing crossword puzzles and Sudoku, that those are ways to keep your brain active. The more interesting things that I read about was things like when you go to a parking lot and park your car. You know, I know when I go to work in the morning, I try to park my car in the same spot. And one of the things that you can do to kind of push your brain a little bit is park in a different place. And then you have to make a picture of where it is that you parked. So it gives you the opportunity to kind of build some new synapses in your brain. Some of the other things are, let's say you lose something. What you want to do is focus and retrace your steps. You want to keep your important items in the same spot. If you are losing your older memories, you want to talk about them. You want to start taking notes. I know I'm starting to forget. I'm in a book club and I start to forget about the books that I've read. And so I have started keeping a journal, and that's one of the things that we recommend that our patients do, where you write things down and then you can always go back and read about them. I know that I do have an iPhone and I have that section called Notes, and it's in there for everyone to know where I keep my passwords and things like that, because those are the things that I used to be able to remember easily, but I can't remember them as well. People do different things for keeping their mind active. I don't like to do crossword puzzles. I'd prefer to do a word search puzzle, but you know what? To build those new synapses, you want to do something that you're not comfortable with. Really try to push your brain a little bit. Those are the things that you can do. Things like computer games are a great idea. If you can, maybe take a class at a community college. Learn something new. The key thing is to try to keep learning new things. And social networking is really important. You want to talk to other people, and that's one of the ways that you can keep your brain active.
So it sounds like challenge yourself. Maybe take a different route to work one day instead of just following the same routine over and over. Make your brain work a little bit, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Something so simple, but it can really go a long way towards someone's long-term health.
Yes.
Incredible stuff. But if someone wants more information about the clinical director of speech, which is your title there at the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. How does someone get some more information about what's offered there?
So it would be very easy to email me directly at ksoriano@jfkhealth.org or call the department at 732-321-7063. Ask for Christy Soriano, and I'd be happy to help you.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you so much for your time and being on the show today, Christy. I learned a lot. I want to keep my brain nice and sharp as long as I can. So thank you so much. Really great information on the program today. So thank you for being here.
Great.
All right. And just one more quick mention before we wrap things up on the show today. This show, this podcast, is up for a very prestigious award, and we're going to find out in June. It's with the New Jersey Advertising Club, and we're up for the category of Best Podcast. So I want to thank all the great people at JFK Medical Center, all the people that we work with on a daily basis, of course, all the great guests who make this show the success that it is. And hopefully we'll have some good information and some good news for you when we get to the middle of June as far as this award goes. So real nice, a special honor. So many thanks to everybody. I am Bert Barron. Thank you for listening. Until next time, you have a healthy day.